Salesforce reported its Q4 full year 23 earnings yesterday, and they beat expectations across the board. Now, I'm going to get into the numbers. I'm going to talk about what it all means. I'm going to talk about some of the areas that they highlighted that should be important to pay attention to if you're a customer of Salesforce's. And I'm going to talk a little bit about what I expect to come in 2023 and even into 2024. So let's get into the numbers. Q4 total revenue, $8.38 billion, which was up 14%. That was above their guidance. They guided at 10% growth, somewhere between $7.93 and $8.03 billion. That revenue in the quarter also beat analyst expectations. Analysts were expecting 9.2% growth, so single-digit growth. And they were expecting revenue to come in around $7.99 billion for the quarter. Now, full year revenue came in at $31.4 billion, which was up 18%. That was also above guidance of $30.9 to $31 billion. Beat on guidance, beat on analyst expectations, but it's important to point out that this still represents slowing growth. So for Q4, they had 14% growth, as I just mentioned. Last Q4, they had 26% growth. And for the full year, as I mentioned, they had 18% growth. Last year, when they reported the full year fiscal 2022 revenue, it had a 25% growth number on it. Now, they reiterated the $50 billion revenue target for FY26, and they also put guidance out there that was above what analysts were expecting. So full year FY24, they're saying they're going to come in at about $34.5 to $34.7 billion. Analysts were expecting $34.03 billion. So again, positive, right? Beating expectations, but it's very important. Let's shift to growth. They're saying it's going to be roughly 10% growth, which is interesting, right? Because roughly, does that mean 9.8, which would be single digit? It's something that we're going to have to be paying attention to. Other things, other key numbers, remaining performance obligation, right? That's revenue under contract that hasn't been realized. $48.6 billion, up 11%. They talked about how early renewals helped with that. Now, when we get into the different clouds, there are different business segments, if you will. You know, it's important themes here, but overarching, slowing growth. There's slowing growth tied to all of these clouds. So sales cloud, $1.8 billion in the quarter, up 13%. $6.8 billion for the full year, up 14%. They had 15% growth last year. Service cloud, $1.9 billion, up 13% for the quarter. Full year, $7.4 billion, up 14%. They had 20% growth FY2022 for Service Cloud. Platform and other, $1.6 billion, up 15% for the quarter, Q4. $6 billion for fiscal 2023 with a growth of 32%. Now, that's impressive, 32%, but fiscal 2022, they had 36% growth for platform and other. Marketing and commerce, $1.2 billion, up 13% for the quarter. $4.5 billion, up 16% for the full year. Now, this had a pretty big hit from a growth perspective because growth last fiscal 2022, full year revenue, growth tied to marketing, commerce, cloud actually was at 25%. So it went from 25% to 16%. Data, $1.3 billion, up 18%. $4.3 billion, up 15% for the full year. That was actually at 28% for the full year 2022. Now, data includes MuleSoft and Tableau. They did break out that revenue, but it's important to note that this revenue includes professional services, subscriptions, and support for MuleSoft and Tableau. MuleSoft was $623 million for the quarter, up 33%. Tableau was $636 million, up 6%. Both outperformed expectation, and they spent a lot of time, I think intentionally during the earnings call, talking about MuleSoft and Tableau and the success that they're starting to see there. The payoff, if you will. They mentioned the fact that it was the primary driver for Salesforce's revenue beats, right? The MuleSoft and Tableau revenue. They talked about the fact that Tableau was included in all of the top 10 deals, that MuleSoft was included in 7 of the top 10 deals. So again, and I'll talk a little bit more, but MuleSoft, Tableau, fully expect full court press, continuing to push those solutions, because ultimately those solutions will want to, if they can get adoption, continue to accelerate growth. Obviously, it justifies the billions and billions of dollars that they put into those acquisitions. But those products also fall into what I mentioned a minute ago, the data cloud business segment, which was very clear during the earnings call is going to become incredibly important to Salesforce. Data cloud, new Genie data cloud, is the most exciting innovation since the original Salesforce clouds. In this new AI world that we are entering, nothing is more important for our customers than our new data cloud. That's Benioff. Data cloud becomes our most important cloud. It augments every Salesforce cloud. Again, Benioff. They talked about the fact they're launching Tableau Plus data cloud. They brought up Einstein GPT, right, which is the first generative AI for CRM. It's going to be integrated with all Salesforce clouds, including also Tableau, MuleSoft, and Slack. And that's going to be coming out and announced. Now, it's interesting, right, because I'm sure those that follow Salesforce know that former co-CEO Brett Taylor, who recently just left, he popped up and said he's creating an AI startup. So I think there's going to be a lot of battling there. Certainly, Taylor had something to do with Einstein GPT. We'll have to see how that flushes out. But going back to data cloud and its importance, and if you're a customer, you have to expect Salesforce to push accelerated use of the components, right? Tableau, MuleSoft, and accelerated adoption if you haven't already. Brian Milham, Chief Operating Officer, mentioned the fact that data cloud is going to be an incredible driver for organic growth, right? Organic growth, land and expand, annual contract value acceleration, helping with the revenue growth numbers, which are suppressing. The pitch here is that it's seamless integration into our largest clouds, sales, service, marketing, commerce, right? We talked about Tableau, we talked about Slack, MuleSoft. That's the pitch, the customer 360 pitch. They're going to full court press data cloud onto the customer base. In fact, if you think about it, they've already starting to show this in the simple fact that Q4 revenue growth numbers, they had 18% tied to data cloud. It was the biggest revenue growth from a percentage year-over-year perspective in Q4. So I mentioned I was going to cover some of the key takeaways. Let's get into Benioff's opening remarks. Something's very clear, right? If this was a drinking game, you know, not that I've done any of those in a while now, but for those that still do that, if you were drinking for every time that he said profitability or investors, you probably wouldn't have got through the earnings call. Improving profitability is our highest priority. Those are his words. So what does that mean for customers? You listen to the things he said, which I'll get to in a minute. There was a lot of talk about restructuring, profitability, productivity, stronger relationships with shareholders, right? Those are the things. Those are the four areas they're focused on. Those are the four key components of this transformation plan that he was talking about. This 2-year transformation plan that has been put on hyperspace. They've hit the hyperspace button, to use his terms. Accelerating what they wanted to do in 2 years, they're doing even faster. They're focusing on those short and long-term restructuring goals. I mentioned improving profitability and productivity, prioritizing core innovations, deeper and even stronger relationship with shareholders, right? Those are the four cores. Only one of them, as I see it, prioritizing our core innovations, really is something that if I'm a customer, I'm like, okay, cool. I'm focused. That makes sense. I appreciate that. Right? I've been looking at my products. I've been looking at what I'm using, and am I getting value? Am I going to be getting value? When you're pitching me new product adoption, where's the value? Where's the innovation? So I'm happy to hear that, but that's a slice. What I'm hearing if I'm a customer is restructuring, right? They laid off 10% of their employee base. They're talking about profitability, margins, which I'll get to in a minute. Productivity, stronger relationship with shareholders. That's all well good. I get it. You're a publicly traded company. But there's a lot of talk here that aren't really on things that if I'm a customer, I would be that excited about. Right? Even mentioned the fact that they're working now with Bain on a comprehensive operating and go-to-market review. Okay, good. So they're investing more money in their, how do they go to market more efficiently? Their operating model, right? Margins. So let's talk about margins. Non-GAAP operating margin for FY23 was 22.5%, above forecast, and almost about 4 points improvement year over year. They spent a lot of time. You remember that drinking game? Margins. If you were doing that as well, again, you probably wouldn't have got through the earnings call. Margins matter. They matter to the shareholders. They and matter to those activist investors, Elliott Management, most recent one, that are taking stakes in things. And clearly, this is what they're focused on too. From a guidance perspective, they're actually saying for FY24, non-operating margin guidance is 27%. And Amy Weaver pointed out the fact that they would actually be exceeding the 25% non-GAAP operating margin number that they set for FY26. They're very excited about that. They're very happy. They wanted to share that with the community last night during the earnings call. And I get it, the investment community. And margins, Matt, understand it. They're a business. And margins can be improved, obviously, by cutting costs. Talked about the fact that they're, you know, going to be, consolidating their real estate footprint, headcount reduction, which already happened. They're going to be scrutinizing every dollar of investment, right? They're focused on operational excellence and automation. That's great. That's great. It's understandable. Again, they're a publicly traded company. Margin expansion also is going to come from upselling, price increases, growing the annual contract value from their customer base. So what did Brian Milham, Chief Operating Officer, talk about that was important as it ties to this? Well, they're laser focused on performance, productivity, and accountability of all of our teams. We're better now in aligning incentives with margins. Needed to reboot our entire sales menu and processes to ensure faster onboarding with reps able to better understand our extensive product portfolio and speak the language of our customer. That sounds great. That sounds great. Talked about sales success and service success are going to be in front of our customers at a minimum 4 days a week. But here's where it gets interesting. And if you're a customer, you need to pay attention. There's an opportunity to bundle products together and to show up differently in front of our customers, to consolidate organizations that have been standalone sales organizations in the past. Again, efficiencies, productivity, makes sense. But if you're a customer, that means it's all focused on getting in front of you more effectively to do what? Sell you more. And most specifically, bundling products together across that customer 360. Industry cloud solutions, right? Which they themselves mentioned 8 of the 13 industry clouds had annual recurring revenue growth more than 50%. They noted the fact that these verticals are going to be a key driver for our growth moving forward, right? Bundling, industry cloud solutions. Fully expect, if you're a customer, a full court press to get you to move in that direction. Bundling products together, driving higher ASP, average selling price per salesperson is really what we want to go to next year. Brian Milham, Chief Operating Officer, during the earnings call. That's what they're focused on, right? So if you're a customer, you need to understand, what does that mean? Internal alignment as you evaluate these products, making sure there's a unified message, making sure procurement, sourcing, IT, vendor management, line of business executive, all understand how Salesforce is approaching the organization so that you can approach them in a way that's orchestrated to combat that playbook. And when I say playbook, that brings me to a very interesting comment about Benioff. He made it a point to talk about how he very values his mentorship that he's gotten from Larry Ellison, the fact that he gave him the Oracle playbook. And he said that they're executing to that playbook to increase their margins. So again, they have their playbook. Customers need to be prepared for that playbook. They need to be prepared that they're focused on margins. They're focused on productivity. They're focused on ensuring that they can go to their base customers and upsell them, sell them more, push these bundles, push the data cloud, hopefully growing their revenue, although they've given themselves air cover because they're basically saying roughly 10% growth is what they're guiding to. But don't be fooled here. Margins are their focus. Profitability is their focus. So if you're a customer, ensuring that Salesforce is doing right by you, ensuring that they're still, as they say they're going to, prioritizing core innovations, giving value back, but making sure you get what you should from them, investments, driving value, the right cost profile, the right flexibility, the right protections, the right relationships. A lot of sales reps have left. They're figuring out their stuff internally. They feel like they've already said that. But what does that mean for you? Points of contact, quarterly meetings, not just selling you. How do you get more from the products you have? Beat expectations, slowing growth. Salesforce has noted the fact that there's still elongated sales cycles. It's a measured environment. If you have renewals this year, if you're considering adding net new products in term, you have to make sure at this inflection point, you're doing the right thing for your company, because the more you invest in, the harder it's going to be to walk away. But there is a chance, there is a time now, if done correctly, to ensure you have the right relationship in place, commercially and otherwise.